When you're looking for a new computer or need help with one you already own, call 231-8000 and Madison Computer Works will get things up and running for you. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Hey, this is actually a great time of year to have remodeling projects done. I know that sounds counterintuitive, but it is true. And S&R Remodeling, they're going to give you a good deal. They want to keep their carpenters busy all year long. That means if you have a kitchen or maybe a man cave you want redone, it's a perfect time to get her done. Even putting windows in, it's not too late. Call S&R Remodeling. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, 222-8044. Remember, they're a small business that is predicated on giving you literally hundreds of referrals. That's S&R Remodeling.
Welcome to another podcast. It's LiesOffice.com. Well, it's been a while since we've done Crazy Talk, and I thought it was time to put some stuff together. By the way, our podcasts are brought to you by the United Steelworkers and great local sponsors like Madison Computer Works, S&R Remodeling, and the Axley Law Firm. So here we are once again with more sexual assault allegations, this time against NBC Today host Matt Lauer, or should I say former NBC host Matt Lauer. This is the CBC's coverage of what Lauer is being accused of. Then I'll play the Crazy Talk clip.
Good morning. Breaking news overnight. Matt Lauer has been terminated from NBC News. This is a sad morning here at Today and at NBC News.
Lauer's morning show colleagues broke the news live on air, reading a memo from the president of NBC News. On Monday night, we received a detailed complaint from a colleague about inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace by Matt Lauer, wrote Andrew Lack. While it's the first complaint about his behavior in the over 20 years he's been at NBC News, we were also presented with reason to believe this may not have been an isolated incident.
Now, today it's all about politics that's happening in Washington.
Yeah. Lauer has been the cornerstone of the Today Show for two decades and was the highest paid person at NBC News, earning $25 million a year. Shortly after today's announcement, multiple media reports suggested that Lauer engaged in sexual misconduct with a colleague during the Sochi Olympics in 2014. And a months-long investigation by Variety reported Lauer had an alleged pattern of inviting women to his hotel room while traveling on assignment. Variety also reports that Lauer frequently quizzed women about their sex lives while at work, and gave a sex toy to a colleague with a graphic note, as well as exposing himself to a female employee in his office. An office with a door that could be locked by pressing a button under the desk, according to Variety sources. The investigation says Lauer's conduct was well known by Today's staff, making interviews like this awkward.
Did you ever send a lewd text or email to another employee at Fox News?
No.
Think about those five women and what they did. They came forward and filed complaints against the biggest star at the network they worked at. Think of how intimidating that must have been.
Variety reports that several women lodged complaints in the past about Lauer with NBC executives, but no action was taken.
We are grappling with a dilemma that so many people have faced these past few weeks. How do you reconcile your love for someone with the revelation that they have behaved badly?
The New York Times was also investigating Lauer. Tonight it says NBC received at least two more complaints just today about the former host. And the broadcaster says current news management was not aware of any complaints until this week.
There you go. There you go. And there's some really, 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 really bad allegations. This story's only getting worse. So let's go to earlier in the morning, before the rest of the details came out. This is that ridiculous human being that just got a show on Fox Television, Laura Ingraham, on her radio show, talking about the allegations against Matt Lauer.
Scrapes, and I get it. I actually like Willie Geist. Matt Lauer was always nice to me. I mean, we fought a little bit, but he was a liberal. Like, I always knew he was a liberal, but I don't know what these allegations are. I mean, I'm not sticking up for him, but I do think that at some point this all becomes weaponized, to use a phrase I'm sick of.
We have to be very careful, because allegations are just that. And
I think they're so tired. They're so worried about their deal coming up. They're worried about their big merger coming up. Yep. And the antitrust division's already, you know, putting the kibosh on this, and they're worried that that will be another reason, perhaps, their, you know, NBC, Comcast, all the, I mean, who knows? Who knows what is, it could be a lot of reasons for jettisoning in him overnight. Did he even get to pack up his office? Or they just
well, they're also saying they have reason to believe this may not have been an isolated incident. But the question is, what does that mean? What does that mean? An isolated incident in that he was having other affairs?
Inappropriate hugs?
I don't know.
Who should be the new anchor of the Today Show? If you actually cared, who is an anchor of the Today Show? Who should be the anchor of the Today Show? You know Megyn Kelly's already, she's already in Andy Lack's office saying, give it to me. My show's tanking, right?
Well, Oprah, she ain't. I mean, that's
no,
clear.
No, that's not working. So she's definitely going to go for it, don't you think? I don't think, and she's like all crying crocodile tears over Matt. And
yeah, but you need to.
The Inquirer had a big story about how Lauer and she hated each other.
You can't have all, it can't all be estrogen on the desk all day long. You got to have a little, you need the tension of a male at the desk. It only works that way.
Yeah, man, you need a man.
You need a male anchor.
You need male anchors and female anchors. I think both are great.
You need a man in there. That, you know, that was the crux of this. That was the major thing that bothered Laura Ingraham, is that the Today Show may not have a man using the anchor desk to assault women. Nah, she didn't say that, but that is so ridiculous. I mean, the fact is that NBC's in big trouble over this. They had a zillion warning signs that this guy was acting like a predator, and Laura Ingraham's worried about who's going to be on the set and whether it's balanced between men and women. She's a ridiculous human being. Of course, she works at Fox, so she should fit right in. All right, let's go to Crazy Talk clip number two. This is Laura Ingraham once again, talking this time with Brit Hume about Donald Trump.
A little bit about President Trump's comment today at that Code Talkers ceremony, and play the soundbite. Let's watch.
You were here long before any of us were here. Although we have a representative in Congress who they say was here a long time ago. They call her Pocahontas. But you know what? I like you because you are special.
Now, Brett, I'm not sure why the president had to bring up Elizabeth Warren. I mean, we're not really in the campaign, not in 2020 yet. I mean, maybe it was on his mind because of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau issue. I don't know. We're going to handle that later in the show. But well, what about that moment? The going crazy. The left's
I agree with you, Laura. I don't think it was a very gracious thing for him to do. And he does a lot of ungracious things. Grace is not his strength. You know, he's ungenerous to people. He's constantly carping about people who are much smaller than he is. I'm not sure what that accomplishes. But I don't think it's a threat, and I don't think it's racist. You know, your earlier segment brought this to light as well. That term is flung around with abandon today, and it is a tragedy, because the great achievement of the Civil Rights Movement, greater even than the important laws that were passed, were the consensus that it brought about that racism is wrong and not to be tolerated. And an overwhelming, prohibitive majority of Americans feel that way. And for that term to be flung around with abandon is an abuse. And there's been much too much of it. And I think that for Elizabeth Warren to call it a racist slur is unfair. It's wrong. She's a big girl. What he said is essentially harmless, if crude. My view of that is just move on.
Notice he almost said, just shut up. He caught himself, but he almost said, just shut up. Well, let me tell you, Mr. Hume. It is a racist term when it's used as a pejorative and when it's used by a man who consistently acts in a racist way, and that is Donald Trump. Go back and look at Donald Trump testifying before Congress against a Native American tribe that was going for a casino that he wanted. Yeah, go listen to that, and then you tell me that Donald Trump doesn't have a track record of using the type of invective that has so polarized this country. Yeah. The other hilarious thing out of his ridiculous statement is that somehow in this situation, it's the victim's fault. It's Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren didn't deserve to be attacked at a very special moment in the White House. There's the first half of Crazy Talk today. We'll play the second next at sliceoffice.com. Brought to you by the United Steelworkers.
Hi there, my name is Ishmael Ozan, and many of you know me as the Dane County District Attorney, but I am also a husband and a father of two young girls. Today I am asking you to make the choice my wife and I made, to not use physical punishment with our children. Many of us are not aware that over 16 years ago, the American Academy of Pediatrics urged doctors to recommend that parents not use physical punishment on their children. Today, over 100 years of research on children and families supports this recommendation. Look, well-meaning parents may use physical discipline intending to teach their children to make good choices, but we now know that physical discipline actually leads to more disobedience and aggressive behaviors in children. We all want what is best for our kids. Today, we now know what is best for kids is parenting based on respect, mutual understanding, and logic, rather than fear of physical pain. Please join me in learning more about positive parenting and creating a violence-free home.
Paid for by the Dane County District Attorney's Office with support from UW Health American Family Children's Hospital.
Welcome back to SliceOffice.com, brought to you by the United Steelworkers and great local sponsors like St. Vincent de Paul and AMS. Okay, so we got the Laura Ingraham clips. Let's go to CNN now. Chris Cuomo was interviewing a Breitbart contributor or a Breitbart employee. I guess it doesn't matter. His name is Joel Pollack, and they're talking about the sexual assault allegations and molestation by Judge Roy Moore. You're not going to believe this one.
I know, but the notion that it's okay to vote for Roy Moore because sometimes these accusations are false, that's not backed up by fact. I mean, you can make that decision as a voter, even as a Christian voter who's supposedly guided by a moral compass that goes beyond just the laws of man. You can do it, but where's the consistency on that? I mean, you can't come up with a single case where women in this volume have been exposed as part of some conspiracy to undermine a man running for office.
Well, when you talk about volume, you know, you started the segment by saying allegations of child molestation. Right now, there's only one single allegation of a woman who was under legal age. So
arguably two, right? Because you had that other lady, 16, 17. She wasn't a minor, but she was very young to have somebody who's that age come on her, let alone if it was an unwanted touching known as an assault.
You know, in 1973, Ringo Starr hit number one on the Billboard charts with the song You're 16, You're Beautiful in Your Mind, and it was a remake of an earlier song. He was 30-something at the time, singing about a 16-year-old. You want to take away Ringo Starr's...
You can't be serious.
I mean...
You can't be serious.
You're talking about relationships
serious.
That were
you
legal.
You think that Ringo Starr's song is supposed mm-hmm. to be a nod towards allowing 30-year-old men to prey on teenagers? You don't believe that, Joel.
I think he does. I was waiting for him to justify Bill Wyman from the Rolling Stones relationship with that 13-year-old. He started dating and then married her at 17. Or, hey, why don't you defend Jerry Lee Lewis marrying a 13-year-old cousin? That's even better. Yeah. Hey, how about some defense of polygamy? This is crazy. Ringo Starr, when singing the song, You're 16, You're Beautiful in Your Mind, was singing from the perspective of a teenager, not a 38-year-old man. Can you imagine Ringo getting up in the morning and finding out that he was dragged into the Roy Moore debate? Anyway, I like Ringo. That is unbelievable. That is simply the dumbest, most ridiculous defense of Roy Moore I have heard. And there have been a lot of dumb ones. I mean, Jesus has been brought into this. Mary, Joseph, the Immaculate Conception, but Ringo Starr. So our final clip today is Ed Martin. Ed Martin was on CNN, and Ed Martin decided he was going to defend Donald Trump in the term Pocahontas.
Now to conservatives, Ed Martin and Tara Settmayer. So, Ed, is it appropriate for the president to make a comment like this, particularly at this event to honor Native Americans?
Well, I think the president is the president, right? I mean, three quick observations. Number one is the Navajo code talkers If he hadn't said something, we probably wouldn't be having these conversations. So the purpose was to lift them up. They're impressive, amazing stories. We lose more of World War II vets every day than anything. So I think that's really great. The second thing, observation, Anderson, is whatever Senator Warren meant in her interview just now, which I listened to, she has admitted or at least conceded that her ethnicity or background or her characterization of it was used by her schools and to an advantage. So I don't know what she means by now denying it. And the bottom line is this. She's made herself out as one of the people who's going to run for president. She talks about it regularly. And the president is, making one of his jabs that that those of us that like him, we smile at. And I think, I think it's nothing that's out of the ordinary for him. And, I don't find it offensive. I think it's more fun and effective than anything.
Tara, fun and effective?
Well, he never answered your question. Was it appropriate?
Yeah, I did.
You felt it was completely appropriate?
100%, yep.
Okay, well, that doesn't surprise me.
I love the fact that Ed Martin tried to say that Donald Trump made those remarks to help bring attention to the code whisperers. Yes, 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 that is exactly why Donald Trump did that. In case you didn't see it, when Donald Trump is claiming to be supportive of these Native Americans, they were standing right under the portrait of the Indian killer. That's what he was called, Andrew Jackson. Yes, Andrew Jackson's picture peering over these brave Native Americans, and then Donald Trump decides to attack Elizabeth Warren with a racial pejorative. Pocahontas by itself is not a racial pejorative, but when used by Donald Trump, it is. This is again, us sinking to a new level in American politics. Essentially what Donald Trump and his friends are is they brought WWE wrestling into politics to a level that we've never seen. And I'm not sure it's ever going back because it's almost becoming normal. There may be a point in time where I have to rename crazy talk to normal talk. Thanks for coming again to sliceoffice.com, brought to you by the United Steelworkers.